Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Dukes and Bell. Coming up, 5 o'clock hour, Falcon Report. And if you're just joining the show, you want to stick around to find out what we're talking about. Very interesting thoughts about the Falcons and the organization. And we'll get into that coming up as part of our Falcon Report. But right now, let's talk some Braves, because the Braves got a big win last night. We got to keep these wins coming. And Joe is our Braves insider. He is Joe Patrick, guys, brought to you by our friends at Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. Guy talks on the way in about 20 minutes. But, Joe, let's talk about what you saw last night, because it was an offensive explosion.
It was. You know, that was exactly the kind of game the Braves needed to keep the momentum going from the good win that they had to close out the series against the Giants. Because let's face it, before that, it was pretty bleak. And I think a lot of us, myself included, were getting worried. And I think, you know, for myself, it's like I have come to the realization that this thing is going to come down to the wire. But you got to be happy with the way that the team kind of got that series started last night, especially as you mentioned, Carl. Getting the bats going was super important, because it's been a struggle, because you've been playing some good teams here recently. So it was really great to see. And it wasn't necessarily all down to the home run balls, although obviously Adam Duvall hit that mammoth shot. It was a lot of doubles. It was a lot of, you know, good contact from guys up and down the order. So I think that win gives this team a good platform to go ahead and, you know, win this series that they really need to win, and beat up on these teams like the Diamondbacks, who they really should be beating up on if they want to win this division.
Braves win, 11-4. Meanwhile, the Phillies fall to the Orioles, as both of these teams are playing the worst teams in baseball. So the magic number is 11 going into tonight's action. I mentioned to Carl earlier, Joe, that the only thing, if there was gives you pause, is Hinoa only going four innings last night. And he did strike out two, walk two, but the pitch count just ballooned almost immediately. And then it was the rest of the bullpen. So I'd love to see these guys go six or seven. But what's your appraisal of Hinoa right now?
Yeah, the start last night was similar to me as the one he had made before that, although not quite as good as the one before that. But in general, it's just kind of the bugaboo that he has, where it's, you know, he has got really good stuff. You know, you can see it when he's out there, but he just has a tendency to get these pitch counts ramped up because, you know, he throws a lot of breaking balls off the plate. And that's just kind of the style that he is. So you hope that as he gets older, he will be able to develop some efficiency. I know that that's something that Max Fried has really worked on. I think that that's a big difference between who he is now versus the pitcher he was 2 or 3 years ago. And it's easy to forget that Oscar Yanoa is still in his early 20s. I mean, the guy is very, very young, younger than a lot of Braves prospects that we've been seeing, whether, you know, I'm talking about the Kyle Wrights, the Bryce Wilson, who's now in Pittsburgh, you know, these kinds of guys. Well, Oscar Yanoa is considerably much younger than them. So I think that he has a lot of growth to do as a starting pitcher, but, you know, I like what I see out of him. It will just be interesting to see how he is able to make, you know, his next couple starts before, you know, this team potentially being in the playoffs, because obviously he's going to be wanting to pitch in the playoffs, and the team will, of course, want him to be in as good a form as possible, because if you do have Wascar Yanoa pitching at his optimal level, then he is absolutely one of those team's probably three best starting pitchers.
Hold on, Joe. Adam Duvall's home run just passed my house. It just passed my house right now. That thing is still going. He crushed that ball last night. How surprised are you at the season he has had since being acquired by our Braves?
That was absolutely insane. I just watching that ball travel on TV, you know, it was just and just to see where it landed, your eye just isn't used to the ball going all the way back to where it was. And he admitted after the game, it was pretty funny, you know, just with reporters talking to him. He was like, yeah, that's about as much as I got, guys. that's about it. But, you know, it's funny. He compared it to, like, you know, hitting the perfect drive, you know, on a golf course, where it's just like you just absolutely pure it. You feel nothing. You're in a perfect position at impact to just get maximum power. And that's just kind of the dream, right, for any baseball player, obviously. So, yeah, I mean, Adam Duvall has been incredible. And if you look back at his stats, I mean, it is absolutely insane what he's done over the last few years, because it's easy to forget that in 2019 – of course, he came to the Braves in 2018 and really struggled when he came over in the trade from Cincinnati. And so in 2019, he started in the minor leagues, and he was in AAA. And he and Austin Riley were both kind of going off at the beginning of that season. Of course, Austin Riley then gets the call up in, what, mid-May. Team kind of goes on a tear there. But Adam Duvall just kept it going in AAA. He ended up hitting over 40 homers that year when you combine his AAA homers with his major league homers. And then, of course, he had an amazing year last year with a ton of power. I think the Braves got an absolute steal with this trade against with the Marlins, because I think, you know, he's a completely different player than I think what a lot of people assume he is. I feel like he still is considered as the player that he was when he was with Cincinnati, where he was just kind of a, you know, he was almost more of like you know, just like one of those sluggers who might hit a bunch of homers, but is not really going to be super valuable for the team. Mm-hmm. But I think that what he's showing with the Braves, obviously what he's showing offensively is super impressive, but also he's been a savior out in the outfield just for his defensive versatility and been able to lock down that starting center field spot that allows even more, you know, good batters to hit when you can plug them into those corner outfield spots. So you can't say enough good things about what Adam Duvall has done.
That's a good point, man. It's our man, Joe Patrick, brought to you by Jersey Mike's, guys. Be a sub above. Throw the app on your phone. Take advantage of all sorts of great deals. All right, I was saying to Carl earlier, and I want to make sure I had it right, and I was right. Dansby is struggling right now. He is, Carl, 6-for-55 for the month of September. So can he get it back on track? I heard the guys on a broadcast last night mentioning also Ozzie. They'd like to see more of an uptick. Just a thing, or just no way Dansby could have played at the clip that everybody did back in August? What's your evaluation?
My evaluation is that, you know, you're spot on. Obviously, he's struggling pretty mightily right now, and that those numbers that you share just bear that out. But I also think that he is the kind of player, and he has shown this throughout his career, that he can kind of bust out of these slumps at any given moment. And you don't know when it's going to come. I don't know if it will come by the time the season ends, by the time, you know, the postseason rolls around. But, you know, it's possible. It's possible that he could. And you know, to be perfectly honest, it's not like anybody's going to come in and take his job. So I think that we could just hope that he does turn it around. But I would say, you know, the way I think about this is he's just a streaky guy. And I think Ozzie Albies is the same way. You know, both of these guys seem to go through, you know, their slumps, but also their hot streaks. And that could work out in the Braves' favor if they're able to kind of get through this and those guys do kind of get hot by the time the playoffs roll around. Of course, it's always harder to hit in the playoffs because you're pitching against higher quality opponents and higher quality pitchers. But, you know, I do think that he has the potential to bust out of it. The thing you got to look out for with Dansby Swanson is he hitting the ball the other way? That's always the indicator for him as to whether he's going to start getting going is, can he hit the ball the other way? Can he hit the ball into that kind of opposite field power alley for those doubles? Usually when those start to come, the homers start to come, the power starts to come, it all starts to come around for him. So that's the thing I would watch out for with Dansby Swanson.
So Luke Jackson is back. I guess he was on, what, paternity leave or, you know, away? Yeah. So he comes back, and I just bring this up to say he's been one of the best relievers. I know we're skewed, excuse me, with talking about Luke. But his numbers scream that he's been one of the best guys, if not the best guys, out of the bullpen. And I only bring that up to say now he's back and, you know, you can get him back out there in the rotation, which I think will help. But isn't that kind of crazy how we view him, but what he's actually done?
It is. Sometimes when you're so close to the situation, you kind of lose your perspective, or the proper perspective to have, because, you know, you become emotional about it, or for whatever reason, you have a bias come about. But I mean, he has been absolutely incredible this year for the Braves. And I got to say, in 2019, he was actually really, really good. And he was terribly unlucky that year. I mean, I felt like he gave up an infield single on the ground, like every single inning he was out there. But the breaking ball has really been a revelation for him since he's come to the Braves from the Rangers. That slider that he's got is just an absolute weapon for him. And, you know, the problem has been when guys are able to time up his fastball and be able to predict when the fastball's coming. But as long as if he can throw that slider, I mean, his teammates call him your friendly everyday slider man, because he can just throw that one pitch over and over, and it gets guys out of the major league level. And that's just, you know, that's just a natural talent that you have. So hopefully he can come, you know, back and just be as good as he's been, and that will really help. I know it says something a lot about him and maybe about Will Smith that I'm actually hearing Braves fan now legitimately say Luke Jackson should be the closer for this team, because I think people are obviously fed up with what they've seen from Will Smith lately, but that's another conversation.
No, man. I mean, you know, Matt Sick's a guy, and we've talked to you about this before. Joe Patrick's with this guy. It's brought to you by Jersey Mike's, our Brave Insider, that, you know, why not go with Matt Sick, but they don't want to overturn the apple cart. I stayed up last night because I'm a glutton for punishment. Richard Rodriguez up in the strike zone. I told Carl, Glavin's like, get it down. Everything's like belt high. Like, Carl, I tell you, every pitch was hard hit last night. It was. So I guess it's a bullpen start tonight then, Jesse Chavez, as you said?
Yep. All Jesse right. Chavez will be getting the start, and they'll have pretty much their whole assortment of bullpen arms. Most of them will be ready to go tonight, so hopefully they can get it done.
Carl, from wanting a six-man rotation to a bullpen start in Arizona.
There it is. Joe Patrick, thanks so much. We'll hopefully keep these W's going. We'll talk to you next week, my man.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.